We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
225. Brought to you by Air Pro Heating and Cooling. Visit aphvac.com today. Do we like this bed that we use? Does it kind of fit the feel of the show? What is this? Welcome to the Jungle?
Yeah.
We're kind of stealing it from Jim Rome. Neither one of us are really into what kind of 80s hair band stuff.
Speak for yourself, I mean.
Are you?
Hold on. Calling Guns N' Roses an 80s hair band is kind of dismissing them a little easily.
Okay. What should I refer to them as? Popular,
I don't know,
80s, 90s rock group?
I think a lot of people who would study music would tell you that Appetite for Destruction was an incredibly influential album.
And to Chris Muller?
No, I don't love Guns N' Roses, but I
appreciate
that.
So if neither one of us likes Guns N' Roses, why are we using that song?
I don't know. Because I think
Craig?
It's just like you're... It's expected that when you're on, like, sports talk, you have that taste in music, and, like, both hosts have nicknames like... You know, it would Pony and the Mule, something like that. You know, it'd be like Andrew Brick, Filippone, and Chris Murder Muller. And there, you know, there's crap like that, like overly testosterone, fake tough nonsense.
I can tell you this by the name of the file in here. It is a bed Chris brought with him when he moved up to Afternoon. So it's a Chris Muller bed.
Well, it could have been a Joe Starkey bed. Can't you hear? Just imagine him rocking out to Welcome to the Jungle.
No, because if it's a Joe Starkey bed, it's either Bob Dylan or like the...
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yeah, Harry Chapin, isn't that a guy? Cats in the Cradle.
James Taylor.
Yeah, that kind of music. All right, Mark Caboli, Steelers beat writer, The Athletic, joining us. Mark, are you a Guns N' Roses guy?
Absolutely. Huge Guns N' Roses. Appetite, Use Your Illusion 1 and 2. This is late 80s, early 90s. I wouldn't call them...
And then it took Axl Rose like... Didn't it take Axl Rose like 30 years to release Chinese Democracy, and then that album sucked?
I was done by then. I was past my point.
Checked
okay.
out.
Welcome to the Jungle is Welcome to the Jungle is what they play at the Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati, because that's the Jungle.
Yeah.
So. Don't they have elevator music, or I guess escalator music would be more appropriate there?
I think we call it in Pittsburgh the Escaloser, because. Every time they start losing, they reverse the elevator and all the people are seen leaving the stadium. I think they call it something else in Cincinnati, but I don't think they have music. I thought kickoff music, too. Kickoff to start the game, Welcome to the Jungle, they play that,
yeah.
too. But Guns N' Roses is great. I'm a little disappointed in you two.
Mark, that was a memorable trip for me to Cincinnati. That was when I asked the Steelers PR guy who was on Mike Tomlin's Mount Rushmore of media people that he hated. Remember that?
I don't remember that, but I do remember. I could probably tell you who they are. It's probably Ben's number one. That goes without saying. Well, maybe not Ben.
Well, wait, hold on, Mark.
David Todd used to be it, definitely.
Yep. Jory Rand.
Jory for sure. And then Jacob Klinger has to be number four, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Jory once asked him if he was dressing up for Halloween, and he just glared at him.
Didn't somebody dress up like Santa Claus at a Tomlin press conference once?
Oh, Bill DeFabio. I believe that was the year the Titans were like 14-2, number one seed. And it went on and on and on and on. And he finally said, you know, if I throw a pass to you, will you leave? So that's the last time Santa Claus was allowed in a press conference. I believe that was 08, the year was. Yes.
Mark, are the Steelers like genuinely disappointed about this decision by the NFL to not let them go to Latrobe for training camp?
Well, depending on who you're talking about, the players probably absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably loving this to be able to commute like this. I'm not sure what they're going to do. I'm sure they're going to other teams that stay home, quote unquote, for training camp do put them up in hotels and keep them nearby. I'm not quite sure if the Steelers will do that or not. But the coaching staff, especially Tomlin, and even you know the Rooneys, they love going up there for that. You know, that old reason of being able to team build. I mean, I don't see it. I just see it as a month worth of, you know, heat and misery. So maybe this was good 30 years ago. But there's not too many players, I guarantee you, if you talk to them, ask honestly, that will be disappointed that they're not spending a month in Latrobe. They'd much rather have it this way. But tradition for the Steelers is they go up there, and they meant a lot to the Latrobe area. So it's going to hurt them. But the players don't care. They'd rather much do it this way.
Mark, you don't think that if, you know, they do it this way, obviously, and maybe you don't think there's any chance, let me just ask this simply, that they end up as a franchise liking things more in Pittsburgh at their facility and nix Latrobe for good, right?
No, I don't think they would do that at all. I think as long as Tomlin's around, Rooney, you know, Dan Rooney, Art Rooney owns the team, I think they're going to go up there because that's been a big part of their organization for so long. Were we talking about 60-some-odd years that they've done it? I mean, I think they're only down. I mean, the truly teams that go away in the league, it's less than 10. There are some that say they go away, but they go across the street
mm-hmm.
and stuff. But to truly go to a college and experience that atmosphere there, there's not many organizations to do that. And the Steelers like their tradition, so my question, guys, is when you got a one building that's now going to house Pitt and the Steelers, how in the world are they going to get this done and be within safety guidelines?
Right.
We're talking about 300 people, all on top of each other, small. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to
I'm with you.
How all these people are going to get in there. So, I mean, especially if there's a you know, occupancy limit on size of, you know, in
sure.
the building. I don't know how they're going to do that.
We raised that kind of point yesterday. You know, it seems like it would be safer if they were sequestered away at St. Vincent College from that kind of health standpoint. Mark Caboli joining us. Mark, take us through what it's like for our listeners that don't have this experience of staying up there. So you're in a dorm room. I've seen you there, cut off shirt, mesh shorts, maybe a Dunkin' Donuts at your side. And are you?
Boy, exactly
I got
right.
you pegged, right? So then, are you hanging out with Colony at night? Are you guys getting together for a campfire and beers? Is Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert and the players getting into some shenanigans and hijinks with you guys? Take us through it a little bit, Mark.
Not really, not that part of it. As for Colony, I think he's in bed by like 8 o'clock, so forget him. I mean, as for the media, we all know to meet at Sharky's when you're done with your work. And that's about the time Colony has a pizza and he's leaving because he got to go to sleep. So there's not much interaction between Colony and the rest of us. But
he's a lone wolf.
A going out. yeah, and he's really upset too. I remember one time he was having a pizza and he was trying to leave and couldn't get the girl's attention. He was really grumpy, typical, you know, Colony grumpiness.
Wow, this is extremely, extremely easy to picture in my
on
head
brand
right now.
For like, him,
I'm,
for sure.
Yeah, I'm just visualizing the scenario, and it is very easy to picture in my mind's eye. What is there any part of that experience you actually like?
Oh, let me think. Not driving home, that's about it. Back and forth for me. As for everything else, it's a miserable experience. I mean, I guess it's a miserable experience because I did it for, you know, 17 straight years of sleeping on a plastic bed with, you know, on hardwood floors and not hardwood floors, cold floors and brick walls and stuff like that. It's not really a fun thing, but it's good for us as a media because you get to see things, interact with people, and be able to help yourself out in your job. As years past, man, especially with the early Tomlin years, you would run into him at some bars, and you could shoot the crap here and there with him, but mm-hmm. that's sort of faded off over the past 7 or 8 years. Some of the scouts and GMs have a bonfire every night outside the media residency, and you can hear everything. But there's curfew for a lot of the guys, so they have to be in by 11. So there's not a lot of partying. It's a lot of football and heat and football. So
I remember, Mark, I asked one time, and we were on those picnic tables outside of the dorm that the media stays in, and I was out there, and I just asked rhetorically, like, is there any tangible way, can anyone show me that this, what we're doing here for 4 weeks or whatever it was, is more beneficial than what the Patriots do in like their little practice facility, little thing they set up in New England? They don't go to a college. And I said that, and Craig Wolfley shot through like the Kool-Aid man through a brick wall. It was unbelievable. He was so incensed that I would even raise the question. So I think there are a lot of Steelers old timers that think there are benefits to going.
Was there a chaluch thrown in your direction when you said it?
He barreled right over. I mean, it was the kind of Syracuse signs that we have as brothers kind of went out the window there. Anyways.
Those guys back in the day used to actually, they had no off-season at all, no off-season programs at all. So they would report to camp right after the 4th of July. So imagine that.
Wow.
So, he'd be 10, 12 weeks up there with 6 preseason games. So he's going to – you would think he would be on the opposite end of the spectrum saying, no, we don't need that.
Mark, one of the things James Conner said yesterday, I'm not sure it got enough attention. I heard it, and my antenna went up a little bit. He said, we're going to be a team in 2020 that establishes the run. That's going to be our ethos. That's going to be our identity offensively. We're going to come out in every game and establish the run. We're really going to run the ball well early in games and prove to people that it's a threat. I'm always skeptical with that, given Roethlisberger and his penchant for wanting to make plays because he's good. So what are your thoughts on like what kind of run team the Steelers will be in 2020?
I don't think it's going to be that way, what you said, what he said. I know he was talking about we can't warm up the things, so you have to get things started early on with the run game and play off of that. But if Roethlisberger's back and he is healthy as we assume he's going to be, I can't see them coming out and having the first 10, 15 scripted plays, being 9 of them being, runoff tackle or some kind of pulling guard or something like that. I don't think that's where their strength lies at right now. They do got an offensive line that's the oldest in the league right now. If Wisniewski is the left guard, the oldest. And we know by history that if you get over 30 years of age, you start, as a whole, you start going down as a unit. We saw that last year a little bit. Your best weapons are your quarterback and your wide receiver, so I don't know why you would want to do that. They need to run the ball when they have to run the ball, but you can't run the ball when you have to run the ball by just saying, okay, it's the fourth quarter now, run the ball. You have to be able to build up to that and get some kind of rhythm going. So that might be what he's talking about. So I'm with you. I can't see them going out there and being a 50% run pass team. I think it's still going to be 42-58, 45-55 pass run ratio.
Mark, nobody has really talked at length about this, but when I hear you guys going back and forth about the offensive line and their age, is that maybe the under-discussed story, how much of a genuine question mark that area on the field is for this offense, and really for this football team?
Yeah, you guys have John Clayton on. Ask him. He's the one that came up with the theory. If you look back, maybe 10 years ago, he did a big story about a big deep dive on when teams get to the average age of 30. I think he called it the rule of 150 years old between the five guys. They go down quite rapidly, and they got 4 guys, I believe, are 30 on that offensive line now.
Yep.
I believe that's or
everybody
but
Filer.
Yeah, they definitely have 4 guys 30 years old on that line. Can they get better? Yeah, Pouncey is still playing at a high level, maybe not as highest level The Castro is still playing at a high level. They need Villanueva to play better than he did last year. I think they still have the semblance of a good offensive line, but I don't think they have one that's a dominant offensive line from left to right. And I don't think they have anybody behind that waiting to come up to help that. So, yeah, I worry a little bit. I'm not even worried about it now. I'm worried about the depth behind it to be able to, you know, not lose, you know, not all of a sudden have to have all this turnover and just have people who've never played or very limited experience and very little talent to jump in. So, yeah, I think the offensive line is a huge question mark.
Tim Benz, Jory Rand, David Todd, Jacob Klingler, the Mike Tomlin Mount Rushmore of media personalities he dislikes. Do we have it?
It could be. You know, you could. I mean, Aditi could jump in there on certain days. Just certain days, not all the time. I mean, you could tell.
You can, no doubt.
If you get someone. I mean, there's a Ben Mount Rushmore, too. And Aditi's definitely on that. Ben's definitely on that. There's a different ones. I mean, you could tell that Ben doesn't hide it very well. When he gives you the one or two word answers, you're on his list. So you can pretty much tell who he likes.
It's a miracle that I'm not on either list, especially the Tomlin list, to be honest with you. But anyways,
how many Mulsey go over there and ask him a couple?
Oh, I'd rock it. They'd be carving out new space on the rock face there for me, and it would have to be a lot of space given how big my head is. So.
All right, Mark. Great stuff. We appreciate it, man. We'll continue to read you.
All right, guys. We'll take it easy.
There you go, Mark Caboli. The Mount Rushmore is just you. I like that idea.
Mount Mulsey.
You like that, Craig?
It's a lot of rock.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.